This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The UN Climate Conference in Glasgow, Scotland, ended Saturday when almost 200 nations accepted a compromise deal aimed at keeping a key global warming target alive. We get more from AP's Jennifer King.
After 2 weeks of talks, envoys at the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Glasgow, Scotland, accepted a compromise agreement. It was aimed at keeping alive the international goal to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius or 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit. Nation after nation complained that the deal isn't enough to fend off flooding, heat, drought, and weather disasters that endanger millions, but in the end said it provides some progress, if not success. U.S. Special Climate Envoy John Kerry encouraged delegates to accept the imperfect proposal.
You can't let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
In a last-minute intervention, India watered down the language on cutting emissions from coal, Indian Environment Minister Bhupender Yadav.
Developing countries have a right to their fair share of the global carbon budget and are entitled to the responsible use of fossil fuels.
The Glasgow Climate Pact includes some financial incentives for poorer nations and solves a long-standing problem to pave the way for carbon trading. I'm Jennifer King.
A prolonged gun battle between rival gangs inside Ecuador's largest prison early Saturday left at least 68 inmates dead in the latest violence to hit the Litoral Penitentiary, which recently saw the country's worst prison bloodbath. The fighting lasted for almost 8 hours in the lockup in the coastal city of Guayaquil, and authorities attributed the fighting to prison gangs linked to international drug cartels. The prison violence comes amid a national state of emergency declared by President Guillermo Lasso in October that empowers security forces to fight drug trafficking and other crimes. In September, a battle among gangs inside Litoral left at least 118 people dead. This is VOA News. At least five people were killed and several others wounded when Sudanese security forces opened fire on demonstrators in Khartoum and elsewhere in the country Saturday. The Sudan Doctors Committee said four people died from gunshots and one suffocated from tear gas in Khartoum and Omdurman on Saturday. Several other protesters were wounded, including from gunshots. The rallies came 2 days after military coup leader General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan reappointed himself the head of the Sovereign Council, Sudan's interim governing body. Thursday's move angered the pro-democracy alliance and frustrated the United States and other countries that have urged the military to reverse its coup and to restore civilian rule. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is urging all citizens to get vaccinated ahead of the coming winter. AP's Naomi Shannon reports.
Merkel's encouraging all those unvaccinated to get their shots as quickly as possible as the country's cases hit a string of new highs. Merkel also called on those who are vaccinated already to get the coronavirus booster shot, calling it a real chance to break the severe fall and winter wave of the pandemic. The chancellor plans to meet with the country's 16 state governors to coordinate nationwide measures next week. And Parliament is proposing legislation on a new legal framework for restrictions over the winter. I'm Naomi Shannon.
Protests broke out in a northern Dutch city Saturday as a new coronavirus lockdown imposed amid soaring infections forced bars and restaurants to close at 8 p.m. Dutch broadcaster NOS reported that hundreds of youngsters gathered in a central square in Leeuwarden on Saturday night. Video showed them setting off fireworks and holding flares, billowing smoke. NOS said riot police moved in to push the protesters off the square. Elsewhere in the Netherlands, media reported that bars in the southern city of Breda remained open beyond the lockdown-mandated closing time. Caretaker Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte announced the partial lockdown Friday and said it would run for at least 3 weeks, saying his government wants to deliver a hard blow to the virus. New York City has ushered in the holiday season with the arrival of one of the world's most famous Christmas trees in Rockefeller Center, AP's Julie Walker reports.
The crowd cheered as the 79-foot Norway spruce was set up in the plaza. Devin Price's family donated it.
The atmosphere here at Rockefeller Center was electric.
The lighting ceremony is set for December 1st. Julie Walker, New York.
Reporting by remote,